Greetings, friends. In our last program, we talked about the four parts of the image that Nebuchadnezzar saw in a dream. Today, we're going to talk about the four beasts that Daniel sees in his own dream. Do you think that the four parts of the image are the same as the four beasts? Well, let's see. Let's turn to Daniel chapter 7. In Daniel chapter 7, God gave Daniel the interpretation of the four beasts that he saw in his own dream. And we see that the Ancient of Days burns the fourth beast, and the other three beasts have their kingdoms taken away also. This is the same pattern we saw in Daniel chapter 2, where a stone was cut out without hands. It came down from heaven, and it struck the image on its fourth part, which was its toes, and broke that in pieces, and then the other three parts of that image were taken away. In like manner, we have here the Ancient of Days, so this is the same as the stone that was cut out without hands. In this case, we have the Ancient of Days coming and burning the fourth beast, just like the stone struck the fourth part of the image. And then the other three beasts, after this fourth beast is burned, it says that the other three beasts had their kingdoms taken away also. Again, the same pattern that we saw in Daniel chapter 2, whereas when the stone came and struck the fourth part of the image, which was on its toes, the whole image fell, all of the pieces were broken up and then blown away. Same exact pattern. So now, let's go to Daniel chapter 7, and we're going to read verses 3 through 12. This is Daniel chapter 7, verses 3 through 12, because I asked the question, do you think that the four parts of the image are the same as the four beasts? And I will tell you, based on the word of God, that the answer is yes. Now it says in verse 3, four great beasts came up from the sea, different one from another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. So this lion that had eagle's wings, of course this is not talking literally, this is symbolic and it represents a great truth, but this lion which had eagle's wings is synonymous with the head of gold. And it talks about this lion who had eagle's wings. I watched until its wings were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand on its feet like a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast came up, a second beast like a bear. This bear is synonymous with the second part of the image, which was the chest and arms of silver. Now it goes on to describe this beast, which is like a bear. It says, and it raised itself up on one side, and it had three ribs in its mouth between its teeth. Now, in future programs, we're going to discuss in detail the words that describe these beasts, because that's going to give us a very full, very rich, and very accurate description of these kingdoms. As you remember in our previous program, we already found out from God's own mouth that the first part of the image in Nebuchadnezzar's dream was Nebuchadnezzar. So that was the Babylonian kingdom. And we saw that all four parts of the image are kingdoms. So what we're seeing here is four great beasts, and these four great beasts are also four great kingdoms. And so we're going to go and look at history and see how these words describing these kingdoms will teach us and lead us to the identification of these kingdoms and teach us a little bit about the nature of these kingdoms, what happened in their rise and fall. So it's a beautiful, beautiful story to go through this and to see how history backs up the Bible perfectly. God's word will always stand the test of time as true. Now continuing on, it talks about this bear, and it raised itself up on one side, and it had three ribs in its mouth between its teeth. And they said this to it, arise, eat up much flesh. After this, I saw the third beast, which was like a leopard. Now this leopard is synonymous with the third part of the image, which was the stomach and thighs of bronze. And it describes this third beast, which is like a leopard, saying, "It had four wings of a bird on its back. The beast also had four heads, and rulership was given to it." Again, this rulership is giving us this understanding that this is talking about kingdoms. "Now after this, I looked in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, frightening and terrifying and very strong, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and broke in pieces and stamped the rest with its feet. And it was different from all the beasts before it, and it had 10 horns. Now this fourth beast is synonymous with the fourth part of the image, which was the legs of iron and the feet of iron mixed with clay. So in describing this fourth beast, notice that it doesn't even say that this beast looks like anything that's natural, any natural beast in the earth. It doesn't give any description to it like it's a lion or a bear or a leopard. It just says that this beast was different from all the beasts before it, and it had 10 horns. Now that is significant, and again, we're going to go through this in depth. It says, "I was thinking about the horns, and behold, there came up another among them, and this was a little horn. And this little horn actually uprooted 3 of the first 10 horns. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and he had a mouth speaking great things. I watched until thrones were set in place." And what's this fifth part that happens? Because we had four beasts described, then we have a fifth thing that is described. Just like in Daniel chapter 2, we had four parts of the image described, and then we had a fifth part described. The fifth part described in Daniel chapter 2 was that a stone was cut out without hands. It came down and smashed the image on its feet. Then the image fell, and all of it was smashed and then blown away by the wind. So this is the fifth part here, but in this case, in Daniel chapter 7, this fifth part is described as the Ancient of Days. So the Ancient of Days sat with robe as white as snow, and his hair was as pure wool. His throne was like flames of fire, and his wheels like burning fire. A stream of fire went out. Now what happened when the stream of fire went out? The stream of fire went out. The judgment was set. The books were opened. Then I was looking because of the voice of the great words which the horn spoke. I watched until the beast was slain, and his body was destroyed and given to the burning flame. So this fourth beast that had the 10 horns, and it had an 11th horn spring up, which actually knocked down 3 of the first 10 horns, it says that this beast was destroyed and given to the burning flame. Now what happens after that? It says, "And the rest of the beast, their dominion was taken away also." A beautiful, beautiful correlation of what we saw in Daniel chapter 2. So let me summarize this, because I know it's a lot of information. So I'm going to summarize this, and in the article that we have online, we have a chart that will help you to visualize this, help you to really get a clear picture. But here we go. In Daniel chapter 7, we have four beasts. In Daniel chapter 2, we have a four-part image. The interpretation is that these are four kingdoms. In Daniel chapter 7, the first beast we see is described as a lion. In Daniel chapter 2, the first part of the image is described as the head of gold. And the interpretation that we can see from Daniel chapter 2 is that this is the kingdom of Babylon. Then in Daniel chapter 7, we have the second beast, which is likened to a bear. And in Daniel chapter 2, the second part of the image is described as having a chest and arms of silver. Now, so far, we don't know from history what is the interpretation of this kingdom. We do know from the scriptures, but so far we haven't gotten to that point, but we will. In Daniel chapter 7, the third beast is likened to a leopard. And in Daniel chapter 2, the third part of the image is described as having a stomach and thighs of bronze. Now, we haven't seen yet what the interpretation of that kingdom is. And then in Daniel chapter 7, we see that the fourth beast is like nothing natural. And in Daniel chapter 2, we see that this fourth part of the image is described as having legs of iron and feet of iron mixed with clay. And we haven't gotten to the interpretation of that fourth kingdom yet. But then in Daniel chapter 7, we have a fifth part. And this fifth part is described as the Ancient of Days. And in Daniel chapter 2, we have the fifth part described as the stone. Now, the interpretation of this, as we saw in Daniel chapter 2, is clearly the kingdom of God. So all four beasts and all four parts of the image are representative of four kingdoms. We know that the first kingdom is the kingdom of Babylon that was ruled by Nebuchadnezzar. And then we know that the fifth part, the fifth kingdom, is the kingdom of God ruled by Yeshua HaMashiach. And this is an eternal kingdom that shall never be destroyed. It will actually destroy other kingdoms, but it will never be destroyed itself. Now, it's interesting that we can see from the Bible that Babylon was founded by Nimrod shortly after the flood, and the flood occurred around 2300 BC. That's around 2300 years before the Christian era. That's when Babylon, which is the first recorded kingdom on the earth in the Bible, that's when it was founded by Nimrod, and then it grew into a world power. And if you want to study that, you can read in Genesis chapter 10 and verses 1 through 12. That's in Genesis chapter 10 and verses 1 through 12. So by the time we get to the prophecy in Daniel, Babylon is a world-ruling kingdom. So that's why God describes Babylon like a lion and an eagle. He described it this way because of the strength and swiftness of the Babylonian Empire. He also describes it as a head of gold because of the quality and beauty of the kingdom, which was admired by all. You've probably heard about the Hanging Gardens in Babylon, which were gorgeous. It was a world-ruling and world-class kingdom at the time of Daniel's prophecy. But its fearless lion's heart was replaced by a fearful man's heart, and its lofty eagle's wings were plucked up and replaced by lowly man's feet. This was fulfilled when Belshazzar saw the handwriting on the wall and was so fearful that he wet his pants. Now, this is found in Daniel chapter 5, the story about that. This was at the end of the Babylonian Empire when Belshazzar was the king of Babylon. But he didn't have a fearless lion's heart. He had a fearful man's heart. And he saw handwriting on the wall talking about his days were numbered. And he actually wet his pants because he was so full of fear. And that very night, his kingdom was taken over as he died. A perfect fulfillment of how the Bible describes this beast called Babylon. Now, in our next program, we'll discover the identities of the other three kingdoms. Thanks for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.